It's Dino. Very happy to be on the line with Josh Kennedy, singer and guitar player for the Black Moods. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Oh, fantastic. You know, I think we're just kind of ready for summer to be over. That's why we're very happy to be doing this Casino del Sol Sundown Pool Party on Saturday and the Hangover Acoustic Show on Sunday morning. How's your summer going?
It's been really good. We've been out, really. We started in Mexico on June 8th for Circus Mexicus.
Right.
And it's kind of, we've been gone ever since. So this will be our first shows back in Arizona.
Yeah, you guys are from the Phoenix area. And Roger from Roger Klein, the Peacemakers, I talked to him a few weeks ago. He loves you guys. What's it like having his support, you know, as a musical mentor?
He's been nothing but awesome. Like, you know, I moved out to Arizona from Missouri. So I grew up, like, on refreshments and the Jim Watsons and all that stuff. And so moving out, you know, to Tempe and getting to work with Roger, and he's kind of my rock and roll big brother, you know. he's been nothing but great. Him and PH and Dalton and Scropo, so all the whole band's been really kind to us, and they, you know, they look out for us as much as they give us a hard time.
That's what a big brother's for, man. Someone's got to give you a noogie and a pat on the back at the same time.
Yeah, they're just great. So they invite us down for Circus, and then kind of ever since then, we make it difficult for them to shake us because we like it so much, you know. But they've been awesome, and just what they do is, you know, it's amazing. The Peacemakers have managed to, like, they're a successful unit, and it's cool how they've done everything. And as far as business and songwriting and all that stuff goes, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, they definitely carved out their own little niche, and they're very successful with it. You guys are experiencing some success right now. Of course, your current album is called Medicine, but that came out in 2016. But you're getting a lot of exposure now with the new single, Belladonna. Is it good? Is it safe to say, I guess, that good things come to those who wait?
Yeah. We, you know, if you measured patience in money, we'd be like Bill Gates right now. So, but it's all right. You know, we are very appreciative of everything that's gone on, and it's crazy going into these towns. You know, our first show was in St. Louis, June 23rd, and as we were driving into town, we heard Belladonna on the radio, and it was just, you know, it blew our minds. It was neat because we had no idea, really, you know, that it's been in rotation, regular rotation across, you know, it's growing. It's not all in every radio station yet, but it's slowly getting there.
Yeah, for sure. Do you guys have like like that Tom Hanks movie, I forget what it's called.
That thing you do,
yes, The Wonders, where everybody's freaking out and running down the street playing with their transistor radio.
Yeah, that's pretty much us. I was the Liv Tyler in that.
She was the cute one. She was the cute one. As long as you weren't her dick boyfriend, I think that's, you know.
No. I wasn't that guy.
So tell me a little bit about the inspiration behind Belladonna.
We've been working with Johnny Kay, who's producing our new record.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's had success with Disturbed and Plain White Tees, 3 Doors Down, and you know, Finger 11. And so he was out working with us in Phoenix, and we were we're looking for more songs, and I had to go back to Missouri because I had a death in the family. So I went back there, and the guys stayed here, and they were working, and we're all kind of just like putting ideas down. And I was just kind of messing around with the riff. And before I left, Johnny Kay, he's like, I mean, literally he was getting into his Uber to go to the airport, and he hollered at me, and he's like, hey, we need something in the vein of, you know, Love Me Two Times or like By the Doors, something that grooves like that.
Right.
And it just rang in my head. So I just had that on my brain, and I went back and I had, you know, a little bit of a chance to sit down with an acoustic and a 12-pack of Busch Light. And and I brought the riff back to the guys, and we just kind of jumped right in. That's really all I had. And yeah, so there it was.
Busch Light, the inspiration of champions.
Yeah, exactly. We were talking today. We had an interview in Joplin, Missouri, and when I told him how it kind of came about. He kind of asked the same question. I said Busch Light. He's like, oh, you're definitely from Missouri. And we got to talking about how it gets frowned upon when you go to order it in bars. You know, like if you're in Indianapolis and you ask for a Busch Light, they look at you funny, but then they say, oh, we have PBR. Like, that's the normal thing.
Right, right.
They look down upon our Busch Light.
Yes,
yes. They love their PBR.
It's an acquired taste. Let's put it that way.
Yeah.
So let's talk about this then. Since the band's kind of got this like old school rock and roll soul, is it weird kind of being in this social media digital music business in 2018?
Yeah, but we're slowly getting the hang of it. You know, I don't really know what to say on that. It's tedious, and there's so much of it, and I'm very scatterbrained when it comes to that kind of stuff. It seems like you got Twitter, you got Instagram, you got Facebook. Everything's always, it seems like a lot to keep up with, you know, but between all of us, we kind of get it done.
Right.
It seems like.
Which one are you in charge of? Are you in charge of the Facebook, the Instagram, or the Twitter?
I just barely know how to use my cell phone at this point.
Well, here would be an awesome opportunity to plug your social media. Go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, theblackmooks.com is the best, you know, is the best way to find it. It's got all the outlets for Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and all that. But everything is pretty much just / the Black Moods.
Got it. Got it. Yeah, one-stop shopping at blackmoods.com.
You're right. Damn right.
All right. So we're looking forward to seeing you on Saturday and Sunday, the whole weekend. We've got the Sundown Pool Party Saturday night, and then you're playing the acoustic jam on Sunday morning. That's called The Hangover, and people are going to get to meet you guys. Is that correct?
Yeah, if they want to. If they want to risk it, go ahead.
All right, so all anybody needs to do is when they go to the show, they go to the Sundown show Saturday night, just head on over to the Tucson Federal Credit Union booth for a chance to sign up for a meet and greet with the Black Moods. If you get in, you also get a Black Moods t-shirt and CD. Wow, that is a lot of good stuff right there.
We're giving people.
That's right. Well, come see the Black Moods, give it to the Dirty Tea Saturday night and Sunday morning. It's a weekend of fun and frivolity by the pool at the Casino del Sol, the Sundown and the Hangover Pool Party. Josh Kennedy, singer and guitar player for Black Moods, thanks so much, man.
Thanks for having me. It's good talking to you.